This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. Hello, Tuesday. This part of the show is brought to you. This part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. Check them out at creativeenergy.com. We are just days away from a huge moment in my life. I know I've been talking about this for a while. We had some site prep to do at our house, but I could be like a week away from this. Like, I am just fizzing over this whole thing.
You're going to have a whole new lifestyle.
Oh my God, I'm going to be a hot tubber.
Mm-hmm.
Boop, 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 boop. My brand new hot tub from Creative Energy. It's such a fun experience. You go and you pick out the one you want. You sit in all of them. Ooh. You can create your own personal paradise, too. Just visit a Creative Energy store. Lots of locations. Mine's up there. Hello, Cole in San Rafael. All right. Let us begin with some information about Gene Hackman. I don't know if anything this is worth, but they are saying that Betsy, the wife of Gene Hackman, just let me reset this really quickly. A few weeks ago, we found out that Gene Hackman, famous actor, longtime actor, 95-year-old guy, he had passed away, and his wife was also, they were found, his wife Betsy, who's 63, he's 95, they were found, both of them dead, and one of their dogs was dead as well. This is all at their house in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And they'd been dead for a while. Like, it was, that was part of the mystery. Like, some mummification had happened. Not months, but weeks. And we didn't know all that much about it. We find out in dribs and drabs, maybe the order of how things happened. And of course we had everybody thought CO poisoning.
Well, and you also expect when you hear he's got kids that they're in touch and visiting.
Yep.
I mean, those are just, you know, those weird things where you assume.
What did we hear? Like 58, 60 and 62 or something. He's got these three kids. So, and we talked a little bit about the will and everything yesterday, too. There's some interesting thoughts on the order of how everybody died and what might be available to these three kids who were otherwise going to be left out of this will. So Gene Hackman's wife, Betsy, called a medical concierge service before she died, according to authorities. This would have been the last time she was seen alive was on February 11th. She might have been seen before that. Oh, no. She was seen at a CVS. There it is. So on that day, February 11th, she had exchanged emails with a massage therapist, was seen at a local grocery store, CVS, and pet food store. So February 11th, Betsy, the wife, is alive and well, or just alive. I don't know if she was well. Cell phone records show that she made three calls on the morning of February 12th. All three were to something called Cloudberry Health. which provides whatever this is, medical concierge services in Santa Fe. Is that like I would call a concierge to make me a reservation at a nearby restaurant or to, you know, have my car brought around? Like, so is this someone who like coordinates medical care for
maybe
somebody?
It is. And I say this as a person who feels very lucky to have insurance. And yet just trying to get a doctor appointment can be like, are you freaking kidding me? Like what is the deal here? Why are you, I've been a patient for years and you want me to re-sign up because I haven't been there in a minute?
Right. So or try to get a referral to a specialist.
There's
it's crazy.
A lot of stuff to navigate there. So if they've got some kind of concierge that helps them do that, so that's great news.
A medical concierge is a healthcare professional who provides personalized premium medical care to patients in exchange for an annual membership fee.
I do something.
I'm in One Medical, so I pay an annual fee to One Medical, and then I have access to doctor or
online.
Anytime. Yeah. Anytime you need anything,
you see them in person.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. See them in person. They have offices and everything,
So you're not seeing them on Zoom. You're seeing them in, okay.
But if you need like a Zoom appointment, you can get one anytime, you can't, maybe
where
can't
is this one medical?
Doctor. Oh, one
medical. They're all over the place.
Yeah. I've
they're owned
heard
by
of
Amazon.
Them.
Yeah. I like it. I love it because, you know, sometimes you
freaking
don't want to go in the doctor,
man.
Or you need
the pharmacy
something refilled.
Thing? Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
It's like,
I've never heard of it.
Very, 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 very.
Well, we get our stuff through the union, so it's not, but I've definitely heard of that. In fact, years ago, I think before Amazon bought them, they were a client or something. I think they advertised on.
I don't remember that. I mean, I go to Stanford right here in the Bay Area and I love the doctors and everyone that I've worked with has been great and I've gotten great care, but I've also gotten the old, we haven't seen you in a while. You're going to have to re-sign up. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I mean, I am.
Well, you are if you're going to continue to come here.
Figure it out.
Nope, that's on you.
You don't get a yearly physical?
He does. He's actually really good about it.
That's another thing where, as you just mentioned this, I went to get a physical in November and my physical appointment is in April.
So you called for one.
And they said, yep, we got an appointment for you in April. And I went,
it's gotten to the point where if you have anything going on, you're like, what if I just go to the emergency room? Will I be able to just, can you guys refer me to someone? Because I would really like to see someone about this thing I got going. I get that it's not life-threatening. I'm here. I'm just asking for help with this one thing, and I can't get an appointment for it.
So I have an upcoming physical. It's just that it took 4+ months
unreal
to get to it. Mm. And I do have some LBs to drop before I get in there, and she tells me,
you got to
drop some LBs. Mm. So I got
to
get to work.
You want her to
that.
Say, you should really eat more food. You seem emaciated.
It would be nice,
goodness.
But
goodness
I know
gracious.
How this is going to go.
So anyway, we're talking about Gene Hackman, who died at age 95, his wife, Betsy, who died at age 63. There's a certain amount of mystery shrouding how they died and what they died of and et cetera, et cetera. So they're looking through to see what they were up to. Cell phone records show that she made 3 calls to this Cloudberry Health, which is a medical concierge service in Santa Fe. There was one incoming call from Cloudberry Health in the afternoon that she appeared to have missed. And no other information about those calls was released yesterday. She wound up dying of hantavirus.
So she must have been calling for herself.
She must have been. Yep. Hantavirus is a disease that spreads from animals, mainly rodents, to humans. Gene Hackman's body was tested as well. He tested negative for that. He was also suffering from advanced Alzheimer's, which contributed to his death. But he was alive, they think, for about a week, which she had died. She is in the bathroom, dead. And by the way, their dog had just come back from a doggy surgery. And that's why the dog was kenneled, it sounds like, to keep the dog from running around.
With its other dog friends.
And of course, once she passes, Gene Hackman is not, he's not calling emergency services. He's got advanced Alzheimer's and from there tragedy ensues. So there's that. Bad news if you wanted to see pictures of the partially mummified bodies of Gene Hackman and his wife. A judge says no, which is the right answer. The family's like, that's not something that needs to be released to the public. I mean, we get access to a lot of stuff, more than you'd even think.
Don't you kind of want to see?
Yeah, I just said that. If you wanted to, bad news for you.
Yeah.
I'm not, but I am saying, while I would definitely look, we shouldn't have access to that. I feel like that's not necessary. It's one thing if it's, it's not even, we just shouldn't have access just because we want to. We're so curious. A judge has blocked the release of Gene Hackman's and his wife's autopsy reports and images of the bodies. I feel like we've already gotten a lot of information on this case. And they just feel that because there was no foul play, we don't need the autopsy reports.
Yeah, I was thinking if that it was foul play, then that's awful and sad to hear their, you know.
Right. And sometimes some of that stuff gets out just because they're pursuing someone.
Things had turned dark there at the end, but it seems like normal, just elderly, you know, health issues.
So a judge on Monday blocked the release of police images of Gene and his wife, Betsy, who were found dead in their home in Santa Fe, New Mexico. The temporary restraining order also prevents the release of autopsy reports, and the family's estate representatives sought the order on Friday, saying that they, Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy, had always sought to preserve their privacy during their lifetimes, and that they would want that to continue, that images of their dead bodies should not be exploited for entertainment value. And then it goes on just to talk about what they died of. I am going to be trying to find out what happens with his $80 million estate, because as we talked about yesterday, in her will, the money was all going to him. And in his will, Gene Hackman's will, the money was all going to the wife. And then I think the wife, if the money went to the wife, it was going to be distributed to charities.
Mm-hmm.
But because she died, because of the order of death, she died first. And so there is no place for the money in his will to end. I think that they probably assumed, because he was 95, that he would die first. And because they don't believe that he did, there are now three kids who went, what? Which maybe they didn't. Maybe they're all just like, look, we had a great relationship with our dad and we're sorry that he's gone. And if he wanted it to go to charity, then that is where it shall go.
Yeah, I don't know about
possible,
any of that
though,
stuff. It's hard, but I remind myself, yeah, he was 90 something, right? But
95.
He was also super duper famous, super incredibly famous. So, and for many years, like from the 70s, he's been famous. So,
oh my God, my whole life.
I can imagine that they'd gotten very private because of some of the stuff that happens when you're known. You know, that will tend to, you start to pull in.
Yep.
After you've had some run-ins or some incidents. And I think that's, and I know that we had a good, pretty good discussion about this because Scarlett Johansson was not, is it Johansson? She's the one who was saying, I don't want to take pictures with you when I'm out and about.
Right. I'm not working.
Right. And I know that people feel
entitled.
They have entitled and they have ownership over that person's career. I bought your tickets.
I support you.
You owe me. And I don't necessarily believe that. And I think that if you were famous, you would also say to yourself, oh, now I get it.
Mm.
Yes, often. It's a wonderful compliment to be recognized and to do anything for you. There are times when I need to poop or whatever human thing is happening with
or
you.
Or I'm just out and doing my own thing and I'm not on.
With my kid.
Right?
If I take a picture
with you, now suddenly there's a line of people who are like, oh, ScarJo's doing pictures.
So I do realize that they may have, you know, pulled up and pulled in.
Right.
And unfortunately, this is the end result of all that.
Yeah, it is. For them to have not been checked on didn't they say it was like a gardener or some maintenance guy who found them? And weeks later, did no one call them and go, huh, that's weird that they're not picking up? Maybe we should have someone go take a look because they're freaking old.
That's what I'm getting at, though, is I do think that you get incredibly private over the course of time and you've said no to enough invitations. I did this just through alcoholism and it only went over the course of 2 years. But you say no to people enough times, they go, all right, I'm done inviting that guy. Jeez.
It's a hard no every time.
And so that may be what they were doing to the family and friends.
Well, and him with advanced Alzheimer's and her in her 60s, it is possible that she's like, I got this. He's fine. He's taking his pills and he's just, you know, you don't feel like you have to come, whatever. You don't have to check on him. And at 63, like, that's not very old. Sorry, kids, but actually, you'll be surprised. It's just not that old. You're still fully capable. She just happens to catch this thing and it freaking kills her. My God. I mean, I would assume that if she'd gotten some medical attention, maybe she couldn't leave him. And there's no way for her to get medical attention for this hantavirus that she had. I don't know. It's very sad. But also very fascinating, which is why we're yammering on about it. Okay, here comes your next story. So, Patrick Schwarzenegger is the...
Let me just close this out real quick.
Yeah.
I looked up, is hantavirus popular in New Mexico?
Oh.
Because...
It's popular, okay.
Well, you know, I mean, I was trying to just, get to an answer. They say it's very rare, but New Mexico has a higher incidence than other U.S. states.
I wonder why.
With the deer mouse being the primary carrier of it.
Oh, is that like a high desert rodent kind of thing?
I searched while you were talking.
It's like a jackalope. It's got horns and...
Oh, will you stop it? The overhead of their home was not... like when I think of New Mexico, I just don't think of tall pine trees. But there is some high desert up there. And so maybe it's like that, like sort of almost that Tahoe thing where the air is super dry, even though it's, you're sort of forested in.
Anyway, I didn't want to stall you from moving forward. I just thought maybe a thing there.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Well, even though it's still rare, more incidences of it there.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Schwarzenegger is the son of Maria Shriver and Arnold Schwarzenegger. They did an ad for, he and his fiance did an ad for Skims. Basically.
Oh, Patrick's fiance. I'm like, wait.
Yeah, sorry, Patrick.
Arnold's getting remarried?
Patrick Schwarzenegger is marrying. I don't know this girl, but man, she looks like a supermodel. She's doing the knee pop. That is the way. They are, and then as I'm looking at this picture.
Youth.
I know. Oh my God.
They're brimming with youth.
They're just glowing with youthful vigor.
Are you watching White Lotus this
season? Oh, yes, I am.
Yeah.
And he is one of the stars of it. He's been in a couple things I've watched. Generation V, which is like a precursor. It's a boys spinoff. He has a small part in that. But he's been acting, and you've probably seen him and stuff. He's got that kind of like, this guy's an a-hole frat boy look. He has that look. So he plays that in a lot of the stuff that you might see him. Like in The White Lotus, he is that guy. Like
he plays it great.
Oh my God. White Lotus is written by Mike White, who is from, we know him from Survivor.
Oh, it's that guy. Okay.
He is like brilliant, doesn't do it justice. Like the way that he writes awkward is a true gift. That's one of the things I love the most about White Lotus is that these are people who are rich and beautiful. And yet the writing and the dialogue is so, there's none of that West Wing monologuing. There's no, the clever turn of a phrase. These are awkward, weird situations that he doesn't just cut away from. Like, usually it's like people have met up and whatever. And then as soon as like the conversation is going to fall apart, they just cut to the next scene. No. You're going to watch that play out and just enjoy the awkward. Like there's just the weirdest. He's great at creating that through these awkward interactions between people, which are way more close to reality than the slickly memorized lines that are in most things. And the way he has brought back, like I'm only on episode 2.
Oh, okay.
But I just saw the health and wellness lady.
Yeah.
See Jennifer Coolidge's person. I just saw that she sees him across the... They're in Thailand now. The first one was in Hawaii. The second one was in Italy.
Of White Lotus.
It's an HBO show. Max, whatever that is. And then there's this one in Thailand. And Thailand, in its own way, it's beautiful, but it's also creepy. Like, there's some creepiness going on.
Well, isn't that where Gary Glitter got himself arrested?
I think so.
Yes. He was underage sex predator who went to Thailand so he could do what he wants.
You do hear
there.
That about Thailand too, is that there's what you want. There's all these things on the menu. And it's not even that. It's not about that. It's more like the setting and the way that there's just monkeys watching everything that you're doing. Apparently very, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's very, in the last episode, I watched it last night. I got anxious. Like, I'm watching it getting, because it's...
Well, don't tell me I'm
No, but I'm just telling you, like, he can build that to the, you know,
he's
where
amazing.
I'm like, I noticed and said, why am I getting anxious? I don't need to get anxious. It's a TV show.
I know. And he does this brilliant thing where people are talking and then something gets said and then the music starts. Like, it's... And you go, oh my God, that was so awkward. What is going to happen now? This is so weird. It's so good. He's really good. If you're not watching White Lotus and you've got HBO Max, start from the first one. You got to watch them in order. You got to watch the Hawaii one because there is, even though it's a loose thread, there is a thread. And they're really fun. And another reason that Mike White is brilliant is that they shoot these things in these locations. So he was like, I just want to spend a few months in Hawaii. Let's go to Italy. Ooh, wouldn't Thailand be fun? Like, that is, what a brilliant way to go to all these. It's like a Four Seasons, you know, really high-end, beautiful.
If you write that
hotel.
Well, you can use that to your advantage for
uh-huh.
sure.
So anyway, Patrick Schwarzenegger plays this just douchey kid on the show. I don't know what his character's arc is. Maybe he becomes a better person by the end of this show. I don't know, but he isn't one right now.
I'm not going to tell you anything.
I know. Well, I can see some things. You know, John and I always make these bets about, like, stop the thing. I think this happens. And he goes, all right, well, you'll get 100 points if that happens. Anyway, Patrick Schwarzenegger and his insanely beautiful fiance are modeling stuff for Skims. You want to throw that up on the Sarah Mini Facebook page so people can see that. But
they didn't marry yet. Look at the picture down below. It looks like that's their wedding day, doesn't it?
Looks like they're just acting out marriaging.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're just engaged.
Marriage.
Yeah. And this is on the Skims Instagram account too. So maybe she's like wearing Skims underneath her wedding gown or whatever. But anyway, she's beautiful. I think she's got to be a supermodel. Like, she is just...
Well, those Skims are working. Look how thin she looks.
I know. I mean, it's like you can't even see them on her. And he's wearing, I guess, the one-piece bodysuit because, woo, it's giving him abs for days. Is that an 8-pack? I can't tell because there's a bouquet in the way. Okay, so there's that. Really, that was just an excuse for me to talk about the delight that is White Lotus. And now I'm done, and I just looked at the clock. Oopsie, what's coming up, Vin?
It's National Awkward Day, and more after these.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. I wanted to say a quick hey to the guys in Adeya. They sent us, they know how to get to our hearts through our stomachs and have sent us some pastries. And Vinny, they found a copy of our 5-year anniversary CD, which is so crazy. It was in a bargain bin for $2.99.
Oh,
it's pretty good.
What a deal.
At Goodwill. Hello. Now we have a copy of Boobs. And is there another Scrotum Pole song in there? I think there's two versions of Boobs. There's a couple of slappy songs.
Your Mom was the biggest hit, I think.
I don't see Your Mom on here. But anyway, there's a bunch of stuff on there. And in exchange, they would like a plug for their show this Saturday. So it's at it used to be the Milk Bar. It's on Haight in San Francisco. And it's now known as O'Reilly's. And Adeya is playing this Saturday, the 22nd at 8 p.m. It's a 21 and up show. And thank you to Ron, Marlon, Mark, and Sam.
Thanks,
it was a great idea. Stealing our joke. Stop it.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control.
Oh.
Your home. ATCO Pest Control. What? Stops them with expert treatment. We may be missing a sentence.
I think we're missing a line there. That does not look like a full thing.
Your home. I mean, I guess I could have proofread that, but I thought.
How about this? Termites are invading your home.
ATCO Pest Control stops them with expert treatment. Visit ATCOPestControl.com today. Oh. Mention Sarah and Vinny. Oh, I love those guys. Yeah, and get 10% off any termite treatment. That's right. Say Sarah and Vinny to ATCO Pest Control, and you'll get 10% off your termite treatment. Protect your biggest investment, ATCO Pest Control, stopping termites before they start.
Sweet.
Yeah. Okay. Sunshine, everyone. Look outside.
Looks
pretty.
Remember that? Looks very pretty.
There's sun, there may be a few clouds stacking up a little later towards the evening hours, and then tomorrow there's rain possible in the evening hours in a few locations, but nothing like the stuff we've been seeing. And really, like, who's ready for spring?
Yay!
Woo! Bring it on!
Spring! Woo!
Let's catch a break from the rain for a minute.
But it's nice that we've had it and
I'm with you, and I know we need to say all that. And yes, the snow has. In fact, I started following, I want to say CHP Truckee on Instagram.
Okay.
And so there's always this hope that you can get a real true report of what's going on up in Tahoe.
Right.
And often they're not in a rush to get you that information, especially if they're busy cleaning up.
Yep.
Or whatever, but it seems to be reporting fairly good information about the roads on the way up. And I really have found it to be helpful. Like this most recent one, mountain snow is forecasted for tonight. What's the date on that?
Oh, today's the 18th.
That's not the one. Another storm expected. Anyway, they're dealing with snow, chains. They put it on there.
Yeah. Great.
Must have trains. Chains. Sorry, trains. What?
I love trains.
Anyway, there's snow up in the mountains. Yeah. You're right. Today is Awkward Moments Day.
Oh, well, we certainly have plenty of those every day, don't we?
Yes, we do.
I do like a good awkward moment. Sometimes it's almost painful, but other times it's just like, oh, this is funny. See how this goes.
A poll looked at some of the most awkward everyday moments we experience. They include clogging the toilet, telling an unfunny joke, falling in public.
Oh. All those
forgetting
things.
Someone's name. That one got me just recently real good. And the worst part is they'd written me a card out for something they gave me. And I went, I got it. Now I got your names. I'll never forget again. And it was in cursive, so I just, you know, this was the name. The name, I'm looking right at it. And then I said the name to her, and she goes, looks around like, who?
Oh, no.
And I'm like, you!
Well, what was the name?
And I'm not going to say, because I'm totally humiliated by this. It's just another in a long line of incidents with neighbors where I'm just like, how is this possible? Mm. They must sit down on occasion when they see me and think, guy's such a loser. Jesus.
It is a real skill being able to remember those names. Well, it's tough.
It's the neighbor thing's weird because you don't interact in a real way, but you see each other daily. You know, hey, you know, you. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm to the point where I know the names of the dogs in the building, but not the people.
Right.
At all.
They just say, hey, Fido's dad. How you doing? Whatever.
A recent poll looked at various awkward situations on a scale from 1 to 10. Over a third of people gave all of these at least a 7. Gossiping about someone over text and then you realize they're on the thread.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
The missent email and the missent text are among the most... They'll just drain the blood out of your head. You just go, oh, no. Oh, no. Those are just, those aren't even awkward. Those are horrifying. Just like, what the? And then you try to, like, make it better. It's like, oh, ha, ha.
Sometimes you just got to write that stuff off.
You just got to. It is nice, though, that now you can delete a message, but it's not necessarily going to work. If they're sitting there looking at their phone, they've seen it.
Yeah.
Just because you disappeared it afterward.
These are awkward situations that rank at least a 7 on the scale of 1 to 10. Watching a movie with your parents and there's a sex scene.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me at all.
Clogging a toilet.
That's like a
at
bummer.
Someone's house and you can't find a plunger.
Right. Oh, that toilet's broken in there. Don't use that toilet.
Kids right now, we're dealing with that, the over toilet papering.
And
they just walk away from a night. Like Christina goes, I need help in here. And I come running into her bedroom with her bathroom.
Yeah.
And she's like, this toilet is totally clogged. And I'm like, okay. Our youngest comes in and it was her.
Oh, just too much toilet paper?
No,
or just giant, really, really
like,
volume?
That came out of you? Wow. How is that possible? And Christina goes, I thought it was you. There was so much there. I'm like, what? How's that? How's that land on me?
Well, you are the biggest.
I would never walk away from that, though, and just leave it in the toilet. Who does that?
Well,
kids
do, yeah.
Telling a joke and nobody laughs. These are awkward moments that happen all the time. Tripping, falling, or stumbling in public.
That does suck, especially if you're like trying to storm out of the room or something and boom, boom, down you go. Well, I'm still mad though, even though I feel like an idiot. And I hurt my hand.
Those are those. I have a moment that sticks in my head right now. My friend Mitch, this was when we were little boys. We're in high school. And he makes this big stink about how he's got to run into the pizza place to get a soda before we can go anywhere.
Oh.
And so the whole car full of people is like, great. We'll wait for Mitch to go get his drink. He goes inside. And he's walking out with his soda. And it falls out of his hand. We're all watching him as it hits the cement. And he just keeps walking like it didn't happen. And gets in the car and he's like, Let's go. Just like,
oh, that's funny. Yeah, it's pretty
totally,
good.
You totally littered, but okay. I mean, don't go back and pick that up.
Yeah.
I understand you're humiliated. Mm. You made a scene about needing a soda and now
then
this,
throw it on the ground.
Just drinking it. Asking someone for money because they haven't paid you back is on the list of awkward moments.
That's awkward.
Forgetting someone's name, hearing a recording of your own voice.
Oh, well, I'm used to that, I guess. It doesn't bother me. But it is true. Like, remember when you were a kid and we had little tape recorders when we were young and you'd record it and then you'd listen back and go, that's not what I sound like.
Well, yeah.
But everyone would be like, well, pretty much what you sound like.
I also used to answer the phone as a little boy, and they'd go, Sandy?
No!
No!
It's me, Vinny!
I'm a man! No, son, you're not a man yet. Nowhere near.
Mm. Whoa, I get called ma'am all the time when I'm at drive-thrus, and like
ma'am?
If I call down, yeah, I don't think my voice is that high, or, but no. Yeah, I get-
well, maybe
I get
like this. Maybe you're like, oh, you know, I think I'll have a chicken sandwich.
Hey, can you send up housekeeping? No, I don't know.
There you go. Sound womanly.
Top ways we react to awkward moments include avoiding eye contact, uncomfortable laughs or smiling, fidgeting, and blushing.
How about just leaving? Okay, bye.
Leaving did also make the top five.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Great.
Leaving if you can.
Yeah, sure. Sometimes you're stuck. You're like, okay. How long is this going to last?
Those astronauts that were stranded, they're on their way home.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
So that is good news.
That is good news. I'm sure it's a happy day for them.
After decades of humanity using plastic in an impossible range of products and then dumping many of them in our streets and waterways, our environment is now full of microplastics. That's our reality. These tiny bits of plastics are in our cities, our homes, our food, our water. And not surprisingly, they're also ending up in our bodies. This is an interesting little change that many of us have probably made, and I definitely did. When we bought the house that I live in now, it came with one of those, it's called reverse osmosis.
Water filter.
And I, at that point, committed to not buying water bottles for any reason other than earthquake stash, and we use that thing.
Yep.
And they are now saying that is the best possible way to minimize the amount of microplastics that are getting into not only the environment, but your own system.
Right.
Start using water filters and use your own refillable bottle, whatever it may be.
Yep.
The biggest source, they say, by far of microplastics is bottled water.
Well, there are also, I mean, there's canned water too, which is nice.
I like it.
Yeah. The tin can be, is it, what's that, Liquid Death or whatever? It's the one that pops to
mind.
But I'm sure there's all kinds of them. There's also those ones that come in, looks like a milk carton, but those are still lined with plastic. So I think tin or your own bottle. We all have them now. And they actually say it's so much better for you. You don't want things that are in plastic for extended periods of time and put them in your body.
Right. Researchers identified some other problem areas as well. Beyond bottled water, significant dietary sources of microplastics are alcohol and seafood.
Uh-oh.
Stopping the practice of heating food in plastic could be one of the most effective ways to reduce microplastic consumption. We've done that now, too.
Yeah.
But I did that forever.
Well, you make a thing of rice or all that stuff, you know? You ever do that in your microwave?
As a young man, I used to always do food prep. That's the way, like, I was lifting a lot of weight, and I was trying to, you know, bodybuild, and actually, I shouldn't say I was doing a good job with it. I just didn't know these heating up my food in these plastic containers was also putting that into my system.
Yep.
And as soon as I found out, I was like, oh, all those years I lived alone, bachelor guy. Like,
well, and right. And so you'd make food and pack it into these plastic things and then put it right in. It's the, like if you ever back in the day, Tupperware, you'd heat up spaghetti in there and it would just, and you would never, ever not have an orange Tupperware after that. And it just sort of showed you that you're, there's a mingling there. There's a mixing of the plastic and the food.
I didn't pay any attention to it. Right. I thought I was pre-prepping all of this food to be the healthiest possible person I could be.
Yep.
And meanwhile, I was heating it all up in plastic. All.
Plastic. It is in cities and it's everywhere. It's everything is made of plastic now. Mm-hmm. Like I'm looking around this room at just all the monitors and the keyboards and the way the chair feet and the TVs and the everything is plastic. Everything.
A Washington, D.C. postal worker was found guilty last week of stealing more than $1.6 million worth of U.S. Treasury and private party checks from the mail to fund a lavish lifestyle.
Well.
A Chico Casella.
Chico.
Muchimba, 44, was an employee at the U. Say Chico?
Chico!
Chico! Sorry, I didn't.
It's not the name, it's a Chico, isn't it?
It's not. Hachiko Sela Muchimba, 44, was an employee at the U.S. Postal Service. Between December 2020 and March 23, he deposited altered checks into bank accounts under his control and is now busted. $1.6 million worth of stolen money.
Wow.
Bank surveillance footage captured him making deposits and withdrawals of funds. He used the proceeds from his scheme to fund a lavish lifestyle that included international travel, staying at luxury hotels, purchases at gentlemen's clubs.
Oh.
Well, you know what? If you're going to be a thief, live it up, right?
It's going to end at some point, right?
I mean, instead of stashing the money and hoping for, you know, a rainy day only to get caught and never spending a penny. You might as well have strippers do stuff to you.
Crime does pay.
A jury on Thursday found him guilty of conspiracy to commit theft of mail and bank fraud. Theft of mail, bank fraud, and there's a long list of stuff he's in trouble for. And the maximum penalty for bank fraud is 30 years in prison and 5 years for mail theft.
And then does he have to pay back all the money, which he'll never be able to do?
Yeah, I don't think he'll be able to do that. I'm sure that's not going to happen.
So he was stealing like treasury checks as in like people's tax returns and
stuff? It sounds like it. And
so
you know,
how would you, if your tax return didn't show up in your account or you didn't get it in the mail, like what would your recourse be? What would you do? How do you do that? You just go, hey, government.
This is one of those scenarios where you really are caught with a what to do now.
Yeah,
I mailed a check to the DMV for my registration. It's off. It's done. I've paid it.
Yep.
I expect to see my tags any minute. I got like 2 months later, I got back what looked like an envelope that a dog had in its mouth for weeks.
Oh,
like it was just torn and there were holes.
Oh,
and I don't even know how they had a return address visible, but it got back to me as the DMV saw this, said the check is uncashable, returned to sender. And when it got back to me, I'm like, that was due. Like, I just realized I don't have tags on my van now. What the?
Yeah. Try DMV.ca.gov.
I did. And I did pay them. And then I'm like, where are my tags?
One last thing you got to throw a check to.
Oh, wait.
Just one last thing. One fewer thing.
The Postal Service is supposed to get your check to the place it's supposed to go without it looking like a dog ate it.
You don't have to do
What's wrong with writing checks?
Yeah.
Nothing. Keep doing it. It's great. Or clickety click.
It's satisfying to write the check, put the stamp on.
Paid my bill.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes, you go down to the post and put it in.
Yeah, I mean,
it works most days.
So good.
Unless, you know.
Right up until it doesn't.
Chico is working. Chico! He steals your money. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The Eiffel Tower, the sexy one. And Drake.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.